But first, Ebola still making headlines here in the Metroplex. We have that patient still at Presbyterian Hospital. And there is much concern over the way his apartment has been handled and or cleaned up or not cleaned up. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a man who's got his hands full this morning, it sounds like. It's our favorite contractor, Randy Cody. Hi, Randy.
I got my hands full over here, I tell you. Yeah, Randy Cody, president and sole operator of the Cody Brothers Christian Contractors.
So what are you doing exactly?
Of course, I'm the only brother working for us now.
Yeah? Why's that?
Oh, my brother Doyle, he's in prison for taking a knife to a Mexican in a bar fight.
Wow. Doyle?
And my brother Maynard, he done cleared out both business accounts and moved to Odessa with some stripper he met up there in Terrell. So it's just me all by my lonesome now.
Man.
I tell you, I'm up to my ass in alligators this morning.
And what are you doing?
Oh, hell, I got jobs spread from Mesquite to South Lake, Denton to Waxahachie, everywhere. I got trees down on houses. I'm running 5 crews right now.
Yeah.
Chainsaw crews, and I'm going to add 3 more come Tuesday, but now, them new crews ain't going to speak a lick of English, but I tell you what, that's going to be all right. These people just want to get them trees off them lawns.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I thought about you guys because we had a hackberry done blow down on Jerry Jones' house, so we get over there first. First thing this morning, we got that thing off of there.
Did
I
you?
Didn't see him or nothing. No, I didn't see him nothing. I saw that Jean.
Yeah.
That wife he has there. I saw her out there. But the one that's really got me all worked up is this damn government job that I bid on, because them people pay big bucks. So I bid on that cleanup job at that apartment out there.
You just threw out a crazy number?
Well, I went high thinking there's no way that I was going to get it. And all them other bidders fell out of there. Now I got to clean up that job.
Oh, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, hell, that's an understatement.
George.
Uh-huh. That's an understatement. I can't even get a Mexican to go in there, so I got to do it myself.
This is the big job that we think it is, right? You got to clean up the Ebola guy.
Well, that's the thing. I took a job thinking it's just going to be some sort of regular biohazard cleanup job, like some sort of a suicide or something like that.
Oh,
and it turned out it's the Ebola.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
And when that guy told me that on the phone, he said, you know, it was an Ebola cleanup. I'm like, what do you mean? That you know, I wear an Ebola every weekend going to country dancing. You know, one of them ties put around my neck. But he said,
Bolo
no, it's a virus, and it come over here from Africa's or somewheres. And so I got to get over there. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting out here right now in my truck. I got one roll of Tyvek and another roll of duct tape. And I'm going to get all geared up and go in there and power wash that place with 50-50 bleach.
No wonder nobody else bid on it, or you had the winning bid.
That's the thing. That's the thing right there. That's why nobody's bidding on it, or they bid and then they drop out on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's day 2 of cleanup for me. I was in there yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, son, when I open up that door, Liberians done bowled me over barreling out of that thing. I mean, Liberians scattering everywhere.
Well, there's only like 2 or 3 living there.
They were packed in there nut to butt. Packed in there 20 deep. Looked like birds flushing from a chicken coop.
Hey, you're not the guy that was power washing the vomit just off into the grass, are you?
It was either me or my assistant.
Well, that's
Maurice. He's my assistant. We had to power wash that thing off them sidewalk. I had Ebola vomit scattered here and yon across that apartment.
Oh, gross. That's nasty.
I don't know if that was the way to handle it.
And then part of my bid, apparently, is I got to feed these people.
Feed them?
Yeah, I'm in charge of feeding them. That's part of the job, too. Got to clean up that apartment. I got to feed them. And I'm sure they're getting sick of pancakes and tortillas.
Why are you feeding
that's
them
the
that?
I'm feeding them. Well, that's the only thing I'm bringing them is because that's the only thing I can slip under the door. I'm going in there more than I have to.
So you're looking for flat food.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you?
Here's one of them hanging off the railing out there. Get down out of there. Get down off there.
Hey,
good Lord.
Are you qualified and certified to do this kind of stuff?
Well, I don't know about certified. I'm sure they were looking for someone who's Trustdale certified, but I lost that a couple of years ago when I got crossways with Dale.
Dale?
Dale Hansen, yeah.
Oh.
He said he lost his trust in me, so I ain't Trustdale certified no more.
That's what that means. I had no idea
but,
what that
you know, hey, when is Obama going to take this country seriously?
Well, I think he's the president. I think
how is it we live in a country that ain't got a bigger enemy to itself than our own president?
Well, I don't know if that's really the case. We have people out there trying to destroy us.
Tell you, if we didn't have Obama, we wouldn't have this dang Ebola over here.
What does he have to do with it?
Oh, man, he's been a disaster from day one. From day one.
Yeah.
You know, from when he wouldn't release his birth certificate because the ink wasn't dry on it. And now we got him up there, and he looks so smug, and he just thinks he's, I mean, I don't know, man. You guys know better than I do.
Well, apparently we don't.
Yeah, you know what? You got to laugh, don't you? You got to laugh at what goes on, or you just lose hope, I guess.
Okay, yeah,
get
sure.
Get totally yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sure Obama don't laugh at himself, and you know why, don't you?
Hmm.
Be racist. That'd be racist if he laughed at himself.
That'd be racist.
Yeah, I tell you what, I heard that yesterday, and I about laughed my head off.
It's not that funny.
You are. That's funny.
Really not that funny.
All right, boys, I got to get in this apartment down here and then get on over to, got something in Lakewood. I guess some sycamore tree or something or another fell on Sean Rabb's house.
Oh, really? All right. Well, have a good day, Randy.
All right, I will do. Hey, get your ass down off that thing right now.
That's Randy Cody, construction worker extraordinaire. He's got his hands full this morning.